Blog Talk Radio.
I ride a Harley Davidson. I got a lot of bad habits. Yes, Norman Knight, back to you live. Coming to you from Bowie, Maryland. We got it all worked out. There's the new dashboard, the new showtime, the new night. Hopefully some people will come back to the show. I hope you're all on your Facebooks. I gave it a real try. I'm going to let the music play just a little bit. You play your game. Well, we watched Chris Christie play his game in New Jersey. What a phony. The guy is just a plain phony. You know, he's just a big bully. He yaps at everybody, tries to pretend just how cool he is. There's not a Democrat in New Jersey, not a real Democrat, if they vote for that guy. Oh, yeah, I know. We got 67% of the vote. Hot dog. One of the highest unemployment rates in the nation. Very high tax rate. You know, he's just... Yeah, it's great if you're in business. It's not so good if you're just a little old nobody. Come on, somebody call in and defend Chris Christie. I dare you. Of course, Barack Obama, he's not doing much better. Hey, the cult is back. I'm really glad to see that. I wasn't sure I was going to see the cult. You got to email me your new phone number, cult, so that I can give you a direct call if I don't see you here and if I'm not on the show. We've been off for a month. I just didn't want to... I just didn't want to leave out Chris Christie. First of all, a shout out to my friend Holly and Laurel. Just hang in there and stick with it. Don't let them push you out of the office. I don't know if you're listening, but if you are, you got friends. Don't you worry about it. Hey, cult, I'd love to have you call in. You'd be the first caller on the new Norman Knight Show. We're still only going to 9 o'clock. Why is Barack Obama's whatchamajigger approval rating down to 39%? Is anybody out there listening from tomorrow? Hello. Yeah, we'd love to get a call from tomorrow. 347-945-6713 is the number. the number stays the same. You call that number and you're talking to the fat left-hander. I'm ready for you. I'd love to hear from the cult. Hey, here comes the cult. First call of the new show. That's fitting. Hey, cult, how are you?
Hey, guy. Pretty good. I'm trying to mute this thing now. It's not letting me do it again. It only happens on Blog Talk Radio.
That's kind of funny.
I don't know. Okay, well, I'll just kill it.
All right. Okay, well, you're going to call back?
Oh, no, I'm still on the phone. I'm just killing the computer.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I can hear you. How are things out in California?
Oh, not bad. It's, there's a potential we will have the driest year in recorded history. I mean, for California. It's been horrible for water, rain, all that. So
what's going to happen to all the farmland in the valley?
Well, a lot of things happen. There's no hay for the cows, so they have to buy it from other states and ship it in. And it makes milk and all the dairy products a lot more expensive, of course. And then they thin out the herds, too, you know. So, we had 1 3-year stretch where it was bad, but this 1 year has topped all the records. So, yeah, I don't know what, I mean, the thing with water is getting very critical here. We have enough water here because we're in the north, but, but the people in the Southern California and Central Valley, mostly Southern California, they're trying every trick they can to steal water. And yeah, I call it theft. That's what it is. But, you have an assemblywoman in San Diego, and she pushes a bill, and it gets passed, so that everyone in Sacramento has to have a water meter. Because we had unlimited water rights, so we never needed meters. And the majority of the water we use goes right back in the river. Yeah, well, I don't know why she thinks they're going to get water from us, because they aren't. And then we have a multi-billion-dollar project, which will put these tunnels. They're too big to call pipes. They're tunnels that will direct money from the Sacramento water from the Sacramento River to this other tributary. And the eventual idea is that it's going to end up somewhere south of here, you know. And then we have the Water Resources Board, and they don't like
the. Where does the water come from in Sacramento?
What's that?
Where does the water come from? The Sacramento River?
Yeah, well, the Sacramento River, that comes from Mount Shasta.
Uh-huh.
So you've got all these mountains and volcanoes in the middle of the northern part of the state. And the rest comes from Sierra Nevada, and that's the American River. Now, there are a bunch of other, small rivers that come off the mountains and empty into the Central Valley. So there's plenty of water going through there, you know. But as long as we have to continually send water down south, it causes a lot of damage here, and it's very expensive, too. So I don't know how far the salt water from the bay, how far that's going to come upriver, because it'll kill everything in its path, that we know. And then we have this enormous reservoir, which is built within the Delta tributary, and that is built solely for Southern California. And it has its own little canal to take the water down so nobody can touch it. So, yeah, we're gonna have a water war here. There's no doubt about it.
Right inside the state?
Within the state, of course. Because the farmers want...
There's western states that want to tap the Great Lakes.
I did read something about that.
That's a mistake.
Yeah.
All over again.
Yeah, well, that'll be a federal decision, obviously. But we'll see. Well, if it's going to cross state lines, it will.
I would hope that New York, Ohio, Michigan just says, tell them to go fly a kite.
Yeah, well, of course they'd say, hey, you can't have this, this is ours, you know. But,
you're going to get our water, we're going to leave your union.
Well, that's right. Yeah, secession is rather popular these days.
That's right, it is. Western Maryland wants to secede now.
Yeah, we've got about 5 counties in the north here. They want to secede, too. and I forget where. There's some in Colorado, I think, too.
Uh-huh.
And who knows where. I mean, once the idea catches on, you know. Well, you know, obviously that's going to get out of hand, you know. So I don't know what we do in that event. Well, yeah, you know, the last time we talked about that, I thought it was, you know, somewhat of a radical idea. But, you know, I think I've kind of modified my opinion since then because I looked into it a little bit. It may even be easier than trying to do it through the election process and all of that, you know. Of course, you still have to get these people in, you know, the local legislatures and all that. So I don't know that it's an easier process. I just know that once you're there, you can do pretty much whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Which is what they did. I mean, the Constitutional Convention, the original intent was to modify the Articles of the Confederacy. And instead they ended up rewriting the whole damn thing.
Well, I think they intended to do that from the start.
Yeah, well, no,
I think they wanted to do it from the start.
Yeah, well, no, I don't have a problem with that at all because I think we can do a lot of things. I don't see any other way to reverse Citizens United. And, you know, this is the thing. You can get rid of all those stinking Supreme Court decisions, the ones that have destroyed this country.
Oh, my God. Which ones are those?
Probably everything related to the Commerce Clause.
Oh, destroy this country, made all you people rich.
You aren't following me at all. I mean, all of the drug regulations on marijuana and all that, those are all under the Commerce Clause.
I don't think so, actually.
Yeah. The very first law, they had to do it under the Commerce Clause. This would have been, I think, in the 1930s? Yeah. Mm. Everything that's followed since then has been more or less dumped and added on the Commerce Clause. So the main way is, you know, transportation, interstate transportation, of course, that's a big one. And then if you do want to sell any type of marijuana, be it hemp or, you know, let's say pharmaceutical quality, you have to bring it to Washington, D.C. to get a stamp. And as soon as you do that, you've transported illegally, and they arrest you on the spot. That was their idea anyway. So, anyway, yeah, that among many other things. We can get into civil rights and on and on it goes. The Federal Reserve System, you know, I'm interested in a wholesale revision. Give the banks back to the Treasury. Well, I don't know that they ever really had power. I mean, the Treasury.
Nothing matter with the Federal Reserve.
There's a lot wrong with the Federal Reserve, Norm. A lot.
No, there isn't. Actually.
Oh, really? Really? Well, guess what? 2008 wouldn't have happened if they'd been doing their freaking job. You know, monitoring the member banks.
That is not a problem
to do
with the Federal Reserve. That's a
It is a responsibility, a quarterly audit. I'm telling you, all the things that could have prevented 2008, all those laws are still on the books, and they were on the books then. It was pure negligence or fraud or deceit, whatever you want to call it.
Allowing the separate investment bankings and other kinds of banks to become one. That was the problem. That's not a Federal Reserve decision.
Oh, good God.
Congress of the United States.
The banks, the individual banks.
The individual banks and their ability the Congress, I forget the name of the law. I wasn't expecting to talk about this tonight, so I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, then we can drop it because I don't know that you.
No,
you've only got about 15 minutes left here.
I got about 12 minutes.
Okay.
No, but this topic is actually far more interesting than talking about why Barack Obama has effed up Obamacare so badly that his approval numbers are now approaching those of George Bush.
Yeah, well, they should. He hasn't been all that great as the president.
Well, that's becoming very apparent.
And this thing, he just handed it off to the cronies. Come on. You know. And now you can get away with this stuff in the Pentagon and anywhere in the Defense Department, because it happens all the time. They cover it up, and nobody investigates them. You've got trillions of dollars of fraud and theft, and nobody ever looks at it. But this is in the public eye. I mean, this is highly visible.
Well,
have you been to their site? It's a clunky piece of crap. And I've also been on the California site, and it's better. You still can't sign up for what you want, but it's better.
Well, what do you mean you can't sign up for what you want?
Well, some people can. It depends what you're going for. See, I want... You know, without getting...
Hey, what they didn't write into the law, and they should have, although they never really intended to, was that if your policies came up to make your policy up to the standards established by the law, companies should have been required to do it and forbidden to raise your rates.
Mm-hmm. Well, they could have done it that way, or they could have just added the features that were required by law and upped your premium. So if you're going to have a free checkup now and free birth control and whatever else was in there.
It wasn't free. But you know, that is such crap.
What?
All it does is include birth control under your...
Well, yeah, I think we both agree on that.
It's not free. You pay a premium.
Oh, of course. Why take one drug and make it free? What about all the other ones? You know?
They didn't make it free. They made it covered under your prescriptions, just like any other prescription.
Well, then why didn't they leave it alone?
Because it wasn't covered on the prescriptions before.
Okay.
You had to pay for it straight. And anyway, and rubbers are covered too.
Yeah, oh boy. Okay, here we go. Let me take a look at this. Okay, here's the question. This, I'm on the Planned Parenthood site. All right?
Okay.
Is my birth control free now? Some brands and methods... Would you let me speak? Then I'll tell you what it says. Okay.
Okay.
Some brands and methods of birth control are covered without copays, and some aren't. Health plans are allowed to limit free coverage to some generic drugs and devices. Okay, it says some are free and some aren't. So what do we, I don't know which, I don't really care which, but, you know, there we
it's
are.
It's a whole lot cheaper to provide birth control than it is food stamps and welfare checks.
Well, that's certainly true. Nobody's going to argue with that.
Social Security benefits. It's way cheaper to provide pills and rubbers.
Yeah, well, that's why, you know, I mean, I take a position on abortion, which I think is valid. You know, I don't believe in abortion solely for birth control, which may be how most of them go. Oh. Because there are so many ways to prevent it from happening, it should never get to that point. So it doesn't mean I want abortion illegal, but you pay for it yourself. What's that?
No. No method of birth control is 100% effective.
Well, I know. That's certainly true. No vaccine is 100% effective, you know.
Well, that's true, too.
And you have side effects with both. I mean, you know, there will be.
The real problem here is that the president, and it is becoming even clearer now than it was in the past, he got into bed with the insurance industry. He just didn't have the stones to say, we're going single pay. And the insurance industry, damn, go get yourself some real jobs.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, the criticism is getting really strong at this point. I mean, to where you've got, you know, Bill Clinton on the television and all over the media saying he needs to honor what he said. And so that would grandfather all these old policies that were canceled. Now, I don't know how you're going to bring them back. They're gone. You can't make these insurance companies just reissue policies. No,
but you can make them not be able to charge more for 3 years or something for the policy.
Yeah.
You've got to make the policy meet the law, and you can't charge more for it.
Right. See, that's one thing. In California, you know, the insurance companies have been canceling left and right for years. And it was mostly the individuals. I mean, getting an individual policy here was just, you know, for most everyone, it was out of reach. The best we could do was catastrophic. You know, I mean, who's paying, you know, $1,000 a month premiums? That was what was going on here. So people had to drop it left and right. It was like, forget it. You can't afford it. I mean, that's what happened with me, and I said, okay, I've got alternatives. I've got an urgent care center up the street. I've got an optician that I know. You know, I can get dental work done, but, you know, at a minimum, no fancy stuff, you know. So so that's what people did, you know. So now with the Affordable Care Act, I'm going to get, and I hope I'm going to get it. I don't have it yet, but I hope to get a very good policy next year. And I will use it to death. Hopefully not to death. Hopefully to health. To health, yes. So, but, you know, you got to remember, I mean, there's a lot of stuff I have not done for a long time. Checkups and blood work and what have you. And, you know, I need, and a physical, just that alone, you know. So, yeah, I'm going to use that. I'm going to have all the tests, x-rays, MRIs, whatever else they recommend. And, you know, I know some things are wrong, and I know that they have to be dealt with. So, you know. But, see, I would qualify for one of the enhanced programs. And that is as good as the gold and platinum.
All I know is I got to make 2 more years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm on Medicare.
To the Medicare, yeah, you know.
Well, yeah, I know we should be on Medicare.
Well, if they could have done that, they could have lowered the age, or they could have put everybody on Medicare, you know.
They should have done that.
Yeah, that would have been just fine. And, you know, I mean, now we're talking like a huge bureaucracy, but it's conceivable with the right legislation that it could work better. I think you're going to have the same level of fraud and waste, but on the other hand, let's say the Medicare is able to negotiate drug prices, set standard prices for procedures, you know, and a broken arm costs $1,200, you know, I wouldn't call it price fixing, but let's say, you know, establish some ranges there, you know, so that somebody isn't paying $10,000 a day to be in an ICU or that kind of thing, you know. So, because the system we have is broken. I mean, it's thoroughly corrupt, costs twice what it should cost. And we're getting some of the worst care you can imagine. I mean, it's just, I don't know, where were we? 24th on the list of advanced economies? It was something really awful like that. It was bad.
We'll talk about this next week. Hey, everybody out there, anybody listening, you know, I'm going to, I'm establishing a post office box, and I need to upgrade everything. So any listener, you know, you want to send me a couple of bucks, I'll have an address out there for you, you know, so I can get new mixers and good telephones. And so we don't have happen what happened again at 9 o'clock. I'm really sorry about that, but a shout-out to Tamara, a shout-out to everybody in Laurel. a shout out to anybody who's listening, and we'll see you next Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and all the glitches will be out of it. This is Norman Knight saying goodnight. I'll see you next week, Carl. Oh,
okay.
Email me your new phone number, because I tried to call you tonight, and I guess I got the old number still in my
Skype. Okay. I'll message it to you on Facebook.
Whatever you do, are you still Shake Your Booty?
No, that's gone. Yeah, I did a few security changes, which sort of helped and sort of don't help. Facebook
right.
is way ahead of me.
All right,
you can
I'll
get...
talk to you soon.
Okay, take
thanks.
Care.
Thanks
Good
for
night.
Coming back. We'll see you.
Okay.
Good night. Warm at night. Out of here. We're done.